Welcome to the Total Wireless store, where total confidence awaits.
Our daughter's off to summer camp, and we're worried our network coverage won't reach her.
Don't worry. You got this with Total Wireless. Our phones run on the nation's best 4G LTE network. It'll be like she never left.
The nation's best network? I feel better already.
Now you can focus on how you're spending your summer.
Discover the Total Wireless stores and get total confidence. The latest phones, the best network, all at great prices. Now open in New York.
Refer to the latest terms and conditions of service at TotalWireless.com.
Here's how to play Sip, Peel, Win at Dunkin'. Just sip, peel, win.
I want a doormat.
Look more closely.
I want a dog mat?
Put on your reading glasses.
I want a donut.
There you go. Enjoy a large or extra large coffee for your chance to win from millions of prizes, like JetBlue travel certificates, Fandango movie tickets, or Fanatics gear. Just sip, peel, win at Dunkin'. America runs on Dunkin'. No purchase necessary. 13 plus ends 10/15/18 or while supplies last. For game peace and official rules, visit sippeelwin.com.
Hey everyone, and welcome to this edition of Stream On. I'm Jim Williams, your host. Our guest today is Phyllis Logan, who starred as Mrs. Hughes on the worldwide sensation Downton Abbey. She was also Maggie Smart on Good Karma Hospital, and now she has another hit. It's called Girlfriends. She plays the role of Linda Hutchinson, one of the key stars in the program. Joining Phyllis on the show are two other outstanding actresses. Miranda Richardson, who many of you may remember from The Crying Game, or Churchill, perhaps The Hours. Rounding out the trio of leading ladies on Girlfriends is Isabel Watermaker, who was in Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone, as well as the very popular series Prime Suspect. Now, Girlfriends is a very, very strong supporting cast, led by Chris Fountain, Anthony Head, and Wendy Craig, just to name a few. It's a powerful show with three strong women with stories to tell. And at present, it's airing on ITV in the UK, but it comes to Acorn TV in the United States on Monday, January 29th, okay? And Phyllis, I got to say something. I'll tell you what, with a cast like you have, it must be a joy to go to work every day.
I know. It's quite a triumvirate, isn't it?
My goodness, you know, you've got Miranda Richardson, Isabel Watermaker, I mean, Anthony Head, Wendy Craig.
I know.
That's kind of a who's who cast there.
It really is, and Paula Wilcox when she comes in and kills the cat.
So,
and then all the young people as well. My,
right.
You know, Daisy Head, who's mm-hmm. Anthony's daughter, who plays my daughter, and lovely Chris Fountain, who plays my son, and Matt Lewis, of course, he's a Harry Potter ex-alumni, as it were. There's a cracking cast.
It's a strong women's television show. It's well written. It's very powerful, but you know, there's a bit of humor in it as well.
I would say so. I hope that comes across, because I mean, that's what Kay Mellor's forte is. She writes quite meaty, dramatic things, but peppers it with quite a lot of humorous, you know, side swipes, as it were. So hopefully we've captured that element of it as well, because otherwise it would just be all sort of doom and gloom. And in life, you know, people, you know, even when they're in rather extenuating circumstances, they still manage to produce a bit of humour or lightheartedness out of dramatic situations. So I hope that comes across.
You know what? It comes across tremendously. But I think one of the interesting things to me is, you know how you'll watch a show for the first time and it's the pilot type show or the first episode of the show.
Uh-huh.
And it takes a while to build.
Uh-huh.
That is not the case with Girlfriends.
Oh, no. You get thrown straight in at the deep end, so to speak.
Oh, yeah.
If you'll pardon the pun.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it kicks off with a very dramatic event, and and hopefully that's going to catch the audience, you know, capture their imagination straight away,
right?
And want to know, you know, how this plays out, how the whole
right.
storyline plays out, and then of course, it's not just that storyline. You've got all these other ones that start developing roundabout as well. So she's very good at constructing that sort of intricate drama where all the threads get pulled in together, not necessarily tied up, but
right.
you get all the threads of all the people's situations and experiences all coming together. And she makes it into a cohesive drama, which is, you know, her forte.
Yeah, and the interesting part and fun part, I don't know if it should be fun, maybe that's not the right word, but, you know, I don't want to give any spoilers out, so we'll just say that your character, you know, we get into your character very quickly.
Uh-huh.
But it's not that far down the road in episode one that we pull in the other two.
No. Oh, you mean pull them into my...
Yes, I'm sorry. Pull them in. We start to get a backstory on the other two characters almost as quickly as you.
Yes. Yes. No, and that's what's good. I mean, I don't think it is too quick. Some people might say, oh, there was too much going on that episode. I don't think so. I think you want to know. I mean, you've got my backstory pretty quickly.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then you've got Gail's character, Zoe's character.
Right.
Then you discover she's got this son and he's just come out of prison mm-hmm. and they've told everybody he's been selling properties in Thailand, so he has to get
right.
his fake tan on and everything.
Right.
And then you just very quickly have Sue's, Miranda's situation, where she's
right.
suddenly been told, and that all happens in episode one.
But the good thing about it is
uh-huh.
you don't have, you know, in about 48 minutes, you're full on. You now know the story and you can get into episode two
yes.
knowing, you know, what's going on.
Yes, I think that's a very good point. Yes, because we don't need to gradually see everybody. It's a bit, you know, it's not a marathon. It's a 200-yard dash at the beginning and getting
right.
everybody's story. But I mean, it's all very plausible and believable.
Mm-hmm.
That you would get to know these people the way they are, and I think the way Kay writes it, she makes it very mm-hmm. accessible. So I can't imagine, maybe the accents might confuse people, but I can't imagine that mm-hmm. people be thinking what's going on here, because she writes it in such a cohesive way that you think, oh yeah, it takes a few sentences to know he's out of prison. He doesn't get on with her mm-hmm. ex-husband about to be, you know, and things like
right.
that. And you find out Linda's, you know, got no money and, you know, and Sue's about to lose her job. Yeah, so, I mean, it's quite mm-hmm. straightforward the way she tells it, but in mm-hmm. a very believable and plausible way.
Right, but it's also in a very, in a way that is interesting to watch, and as I say, at times there's some just little bits that come out that are funny, and they seem to come out at just the right time when you're just like, wow, I've just been through so many emotions through your character, you know, and
yeah.
all of a sudden I needed something. I needed that laugh.
Yes. Yes. No, that's right. Yes. No, she's good at doing all that. Kay, the writer. So
mm-hmm. right.
The more of that, and I like to see that as well in any drama, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing's ever all doom and gloom. There's always some sort of element which brings a slight levity to a situation.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe that's just the British way, you know, gallows humor.
I don't know. I seem to catch on and enjoy it. So I think it works well. But one of the, again, these are so well written and so well acted that after watching one, as I said, I figured, okay, I'll watch one and I've got plenty of time to watch the rest. I didn't want to stop. I went from one to two to three. And I'm like, I realized, my God, it's 2 o'clock in the morning. What have I just done?
Do you know, it's funny that because my husband and I mm-hmm. wouldn't have thought, I mean, obviously he's very supportive and he likes to watch what I'm doing. But I mean, I wouldn't have said, it's his sort of thing at all, mm-hmm. really. You know, he's more, he likes, boys movies, I would call them, mm-hmm. or sci-fi or anything like mm-hmm. that, or ribald comedies and everything. And so I wouldn't have thought this was his, but of course we've been sent. I mean, I've only seen up to episode 5, but mm-hmm. we get sent a link to be able to watch them beforehand, before we do any press, so that we know what's going on. And he, they were saying, oh, great, you've got another episode, let's watch it. So he's become a bit of a fan himself, which is not anything I would have expected. So hopefully, it might be something that men will enjoy too.
I hope so, because I think it's, look, any drama or comedy or whatever that's well written, that's well acted, that's got a point of view and advances well, timing and all of that, is entertaining. And
absolutely.
And to me, entertainment is entertainment. And this show is, Girlfriends is entertaining. There isn't any question about it. It takes you on a bit
but
of a roller coaster.
It's also got, I suppose to some extent, social comment, but mm-hmm. done in a way which is not doom and gloom. You've got Zoe's character, for example, who is caring for a grandchild,
mm-hmm.
But also caring for an elderly mother who's mm-hmm. probably got a degree of cognitive impairment or dementia. And that's people's stories so much mm-hmm. in this modern day. There's so many people who could relate to that, who are going through exactly the same experience. But mm-hmm. The way Kay presents it, it's not all laughs, but she presents it in a way which has humour to it as well. But it's a situation which is, if you thought about it and let yourself get depressed, it's mm-hmm. absolutely hideous, to be caught in that situation where you barely get your own life because you're picking up, kids from nursery, even when you're mm-hmm. at the age where you should be putting your feet up, and you're still mm-hmm. having to, look after your mother. So it's a situation that a lot of people are in.
No, you're right. You're absolutely right.
But not in a I'm going to slash my wrists moment. Now it's done with, well, I suppose just with humanity, which inevitably brings out humor and things too.
And it is you can look at it and relate on many levels to it. And the first two episodes, and
I'm not
gonna,
sure.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
I'm not sure everybody could have the experience of having lost their husband on a cruise ship.
No, that's okay. I was kind of thinking, the loss of a loved one, perhaps, and not everybody can be accused. And again, I'm getting in trouble because I don't want to give away too much here, but people know me who listen to this know that my podcast, I have to be very careful and edit myself to make sure not to get too far ahead of it. Especially when I've seen it and they haven't. So
yes, exactly.
I will be careful here, but I will say this, Anthony Head, who we love from so many different shows.
I know.
Through the first two episodes has been an absolute heel that you're going to love to watch, you know, how his character kind of sleazily weaves his way through this.
I know. And he's not like that at all. He's so urbane and handsome and lovely, mm-hmm. you know. But then he does this character. But he does it so well. He's such an accomplished actor. He's wonderful.
I met him when he was doing Buffy the Vampire Slayer. And what I didn't know much about was he's an incredibly talented musician.
Ah, right, yes.
So, you know.
Unfortunately, we didn't get the benefit of any of that during the filming.
Season two, you never know.
It's, exactly.
That's, bring him back on season two. Let him do a little of that. You know, you've got so many fans here in the United States from the great work you did on Downton Abbey. And obviously, those of us who've watched your work on Acorn, on Good Karma Hospital, and now Girlfriends. I mean, what a lovely run you've had, huh?
I know, aren't I? Listen, I feel so fortunate in my life, I mean, in general, but as well in my career. I'm very lucky, and I always count my lucky stars, you know, the way it's gone. So I know there are other elements come into it, but mm-hmm. luck is a big one in my part. And I know plenty of actors of my mm-hmm. age and experience who, you know, haven't, I suppose you would call it, cut the same breaks as me. Mm-hmm. And you know, I'm sure there are many people who could have approached all these roles with as much, you know, integrity as and everything like that. But I just feel that I've been lucky, and I always thank somebody for that.
So what's next? What do you like about Girlfriends that you would like to share with the audience?
What do I like about it?
Yeah, what attract? I mean, obviously it's a wonderful cast. There's good people, but you've got a character who's you know, juggling a lot of balls. And doing a lot of things.
And I mean, she has secrets, which mm-hmm. she's managed to keep very close to her chest mm-hmm. over the years. And that does something to a person, I suppose, if you've lived your life, not lived a lie all your life, mm-hmm. but a major element of your life has been hidden mm-hmm. from the rest of the world, and that does something to a person, I'm sure. But I think she's coped with it. Mm-hmm. I was going to say manfully, womanfully. I don't know. She's managed to, you know, have a, you know, seemingly normal for her mm-hmm. sort of situation life, but then, you know, things take a dramatic turn, and she's, I suppose, thrust into having to confront that and address issues that she might, you know, not have wanted to in the past. I think there's a sort of moment where she thinks, not consciously, but there's a sort mm-hmm. of clarity, a moment of clarity when she mm-hmm. decides to, you know, spill the beans, as it were, to the girlfriends. Right. Obviously, you might want to tweak that one about, but...
no, we'll hold on to that.
But... So, it's almost like, I'm not saying the road to Damascus, but a mm-hmm. sort of moment of clarity, that's all I can say, where
she realizes... I think that, you know, back to your point about the relatability of the characters that are in the show, in Girlfriends, it is, I think we all have, whether it's minor or major, things that we've chosen to, you know, push down and push down and push down
yes,
and
absolutely.
Hold off until the last possible second. in our lives. And sometimes that comes rushing in like a geyser. And there's not much you can do about it. And fortunately for you in this show, you've got girlfriends you can share that with.
Well, exactly. Exactly. That's the whole point of it. That it's almost like, you know, as against, not as against the world, but it's almost like we can deal with anything if we've got these girlfriends. If we're all together in on it, we can deal with anything that's thrown at us. And I think that's lovely.
I think it's a wonderful thing to have. I think that the show is outstanding, and I'm quite sure that that Girlfriends is going to be a hit here on Acorn in the U.S.
Oh, well, and, fingers crossed, Jim. Fingers crossed.
Yeah, fingers crossed. But you know what? I as I said before, it's well written, it's well acted, and I think that's what I think that's again what people like, because as we said early on, one thing you don't have to worry about in Girlfriends is anybody wasting your time. This is you guys get to the point, act, and it's a phenomenally good show, and I promise to make sure that everybody understands and knows that it's time well spent watching
good.
It.
Yeah, you ram that point home.
Well, yeah, I, as I said, when I looked up and saw it was 2 o'clock in the morning, and I realized that I really wanted to see episode 4, but you know what? I probably should get a little sleep first. It's just, you know, that doesn't happen all the time. And
no. Did you say you'd gotten to episode 5?
I've got the first 15 minutes of it done.
Oh, right.
So,
okay, maybe a lot of what I've said will come clear when you've seen that.
Well, I'll see that probably, if not later today, tomorrow. But I'm looking forward to it. It's been delightful chatting with you. And what's coming up next for you?
Do you know something? It's a bit of a movable feast. There's a couple of things possibly in the pipeline that
okay.
I can't really... But no, there's nothing set in stone yet. So,
okay.
But you know, I'm cool with that. I quite like not knowing what's around the corner, because then you just get a nice surprise, you know.
Absolutely. Well, you know, there's always season 2 of Girlfriends. Hopefully.
Well, we shall see. You never know. It's not been ruled out entirely, but so potentially.
But there's wonderful things ahead, and one thing I know is someone of your talent and your abilities will certainly show up on our screens somewhere soon.
Oh, well, let's hope so.
Yes, ma'am, without question. Thank you so much for taking the time today. I really appreciate it.
Not at all, Jim.
Stream On will continue after this from Hulu.
Cue the lights. You thought you knew Hulu? Think again. This is Hulu, and it's going to change your life. Now all your stuff magically comes to you. Tons of shows, new seasons, past seasons, Hulu originals, movies, and you can add live TV with sports and news. Finally, all your TV together in one place. It's not a dream. It's TV come true. Cue the logo.
Well, that brings to a close yet another edition of Stream On. Now, if you haven't yet subscribed, first of all, shame on you. Second of all, we make it very simple. It's free. All you have to do is go to the iTunes store, where we are part of the Apple Podcast family. Try Google Play, Blog Talk Radio. We're also on the Stitcher app, as well as, if you're one of the 127 million people, myself included, who've downloaded the TuneIn app on either your tablet or your phone, all you have to do is search Stream On with Jim Williams, hit the favorite button, and each week, delivered to your phone or your tablet or both, will be a brand new edition of Stream On. Okay? So, take a little time today. Check out one of those five locations that we gave to you. And subscribe to tune in. All right? Thanks so much. Speaking of thanks, we give great thanks to our guest today, Phyllis Logan, who stars in the new hit series, Girlfriends. She plays Linda Hutchinson. Now, Girlfriends will be airing on Acorn Streaming this Monday night. So by all means, check out Acorn and check out Girlfriends. If you don't subscribe to Acorn TV right now, take the 7-day trial, check it out, and see what Girlfriends is all about. Also, check out Good Karma Hospital, where Phyllis plays Maggie Smart. It's an outstanding show, and I think you'll like that as well. So, until next time, I'm Jim Williams, your host for Stream On, wishing you a very happy and enjoyable weekend.
This fall, you can go from New York to new pals on a Disney cruise.
Welcome aboard, New York!
A magical vacation to Bermuda, Canada, or the Bahamas just got a lot closer. Disney Cruise Line, sailing from New York this fall. Click the banner now for more magic.
Here's how to play Sip, Peel, Win at Dunkin'. Just sip, peel, win.
I want a doormat.
Look more closely.
I want a dog mat?
Put on your reading glasses.
I want a donut.
There you go. Enjoy a large or extra large coffee for your chance to win from millions of prizes, like JetBlue travel certificates, Fandango movie tickets, or Fanatics gear. Just sip, peel, win at Dunkin'. America runs on Dunkin'. No purchase necessary. 13 plus ends 10/15/18 or while supplies last. For game peace and official rules, visit sippeelwin.com.